Hi, I'm Claudia, and you're listening to the Brain and Brand Show, where you'll hear science and inspiration from guests like neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart.
Welcome back to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm Timothy Maurice. Thanks so much for clicking download. It means everything to me. This episode is for anyone hoping to get their message and story across and have it land deeply in the minds and hearts of their clients, consumers, and yes, even your family, even your kids. Also, a key note before I start. This episode will be short, but the central idea will offer a powerful strategic tool to help you use the principles of behavioral psychology to apply to your work and personal life. Guys, if you had any idea, how much impact you have on a podcast when you leave a comment, not only would you comment on this episode, you would ask your friends to comment as well. And here's why. Essentially, comments show Apple and Spotify that you're really engaged, and these podcast platforms then prioritize my show when it promotes it, helping it reach more people, all because you commented. So if you want to help this show reach more people, then please leave a wonderful comment after you listen. Now, why would I devote an episode to Kim Kardashian and Marilyn Monroe? Firstly, whether you're a fan or not, you've heard of them, which then makes the lesson I'm going to share easier to relate to, which is a behavioral science principle of availability in the mind. By the way, I'm in a small town in the Eastern Cape. It's a small part of South Africa on the eastern shores, and I'm overlooking the most beautiful view. So if I sound super relaxed, yep, it's because I am. Anyway, let me quickly give you the background about Kim Kardashian's link to Marilyn Monroe. Kim was allowed to wear a dress to a Met Gala event that Marilyn wore when she surprised U.S. President Robert F. Kennedy by singing Happy Birthday to him. The dress was sold to Ripley's in 2016 for approximately $5 million. According to reports, there appears to be a little minor damage to the dress after Kim returned it. Now, what is the point? Or more importantly, what is the brain insight you can learn? Here it is. The dress was loaded with an emotional story, and it's the layers of that story, alongside the possibility of damage, that triggered the outrage. You see, the brain processes stories in formulas. Marilyn plus Kennedy birthday surprise plus all the history equals something in the minds of those who cared. Now, your leadership team or your family or your clients may not care about Kardashians or Monroe, but they do care about how messages land, and if they don't care, they may not buy into you, your product, or service. The first big insight is, who are your stakeholders and what do they care about? Because then that will dictate your formula process that I'm going to share. Anytime you are sharing a message about a product, idea, or service, you can link the history, emotion, and value into the story, and you're more likely to get buy-in. Here's how you do it. Let's say you want your child to study more. You could share how their favorite gamer, if you do the research, was good at math and how math enabled them to game more and succeed more, and how after they study more, you'll spend time with them at a game shop the following month and what you'll do there and the detail of what you do there. The history and the emotion linked to the studying will alter how they see studying. We use this strategy when launching a school. The new school in this part of the world was designed to attract wealthy students across the continent. But parents are not very confident in sending their kids to a new school because it's the history of the school and the emotion of the history that inspires people to want to go to a school. If you think about Stanford, the fact that the Google guys went there and what Google was able to achieve, along with the academic rigor, helps the inspirational effect that people have towards Stanford. The same thing with any school. Who went there? When did they go there? And what does it mean to the world? And so what we did, because the school had no history, we linked and associated the emotion from the principal and his background and all the students that had graduated and become aeronautical engineers or highly influential people across the world. And so by creating that formulaic link to the school using his story, we were able to position the school as having value. So this is critically important. The principle is super simple. Think of positioning your message in formulas, your message plus history plus emotion plus a little detail. Like with Kim and Marilyn, the fact that the beads had fallen off or a little tear had possibly happened. That detail helped trigger engagement from the public to make the story go viral. Simple formulas with a little detail will help inspire more engagement with your products, services, and ideas. Thanks so much for listening, and do share with someone you care about. And remember to comment. Until next time.